The government has published an updated draft of its land expropriation bill. It's yet to be officially introduced in Parliament, but it's looking clearer. It's going to replace the current Expropriation Act, which was put into law in 1975. Professor Ruth Hall of the University of the Western Cape's Institute for Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies, a.k.a. PLAS, on the line to us now. Ruth, good afternoon.
Hello, John.
Let's start with the good.
What's good about it?
Yes.
Well, it's in line with the Constitution. That's a good thing. So the expropriation bill that's now been brought forward is actually been brought forward by Mr. Patricia de Lille. Expropriation falls under her as public works minister. I'd say it's necessary, but it's insufficient. What it does basically is it brings our expropriation law that we still have, an old law from 1975 on the books. It brings that in line with the constitutional provisions from 1996. So in a sense, while some people are saying, well, isn't this a bit premature because there's still a discussion about potentially changing the property clause in the Constitution, isn't it premature now to be bringing in expropriation legislation when we're not sure how the Constitution might change? Yes, it is a strange time, but on the other hand, it's actually 24 years too late because we've had a contradiction between our expropriation law and the Constitution for all this time.
Okay. Does it obviate the need for a change in the Constitution, or is that a political hot potato likely still to be tossed around from hand to hand?
Well, it doesn't, no. In fact, Section 12 of this new Expropriation Act pretty much quotes verbatim from Section 25. So it says that the state can expropriate either for a public purpose, like when it needs, you know, your land to build the Gautrain train, right? That route, that's for public purposes. But also say if there's a land claim, on a piece of land, it's a valid land claim, the current owner doesn't want to sell, but the government wants to expropriate that property, it may do so. So it's not only for public purposes, but also in the public interest, like land reform. But it sets out a very elaborate system of notification, checks and balances, and it is it also allows these expropriation powers to be delegated to various authorities, just as our existing legislation does. But the big difference is that it's allowed for land reform purposes, and also what it does is it says what the Constitution says currently, which is that compensation needs to be paid, but it can be, it need not be at market level, it must be just and equitable. And that means on a case-by-case basis, it must be determined what is fair in that case, based on the wording of the bill. There are very limited examples of cases where that compensation could be set at zero. For instance, where it's purely speculative holding of land or corruptly used or et cetera. So I think that what it does is it brings us in line with the current constitution. If the constitution were to change very dramatically, then this law would need to change as well.
And Ruth, this phrase policy uncertainty is much bruited about policy uncertainty in the mining rights and policy uncertainty when it comes to land expropriation. Does this go some way or significant way or unfortunately only a very little way to clearing up policy uncertainty around this thorny issue?
Okay. John, if we think back over the past 2 years, perhaps like if we can cast our minds to before COVID, you know, for a year or more, the whole country was seized with this phrase, expropriation without compensation. It was a highly polarized debate. And very broadly, it says within that debate, the investors, property owners, international markets wanted to have clarity and certainty, right? They wanted to know that property rights will be respected. I think they'll be quite happy with this bill, actually, because it provides some certainty around the process. What it doesn't provide is clarity of what policy approaches could be adopted. I think that those who are arguing for constitutional change will be very dissatisfied with this bill. It sets out an elaborate legal process for each expropriation. It doesn't do the kind of blanket state acquisition of land with zero compensation across the board that, for instance, the EFF is wanting. But I think that the government has missed a trick here. And our presidential panel on land reform that reported last year, we said it's one thing to have an expropriation bill, but that's just a tool. What we don't have from government is clarity as to how it wishes to use that tool. We don't have a policy position on compensation. When does government want to pay market level, when zero, and where, how are we approaching that very significant question of whatever lies zero and market price? We actually said, why not develop a compensation policy, develop it as regulations that get us attached to the bill, and obviously that will get tested in the courts. But instead, government seems to be wanting to adopt this bill and leave it up to the courts to judge on a case-by-case basis. I think it's going to be messy.
Yeah, I mean, you've pretty much answered the question I was going to ask, the role of the courts, and we already have a situation where the courts are being besieged with cases that largely are political, and if they are going to be overloaded even more by these kinds of cases, then it is unsatisfactory, and the place for that policy is in regulations attached to the bill.
I think so, and I think that, you know, I mean, on the one hand, people might think, okay, this is just political posturing. Yes, there is political posturing, but there's also a real issue, which is that we need efficient, effective legislation so the government can do its work and be held to account for doing its work. And I think that this bill is not a bad one, but it doesn't have any political. And I think what's been missing is not primarily a tool. What's been missing is political direction. We still don't have it. So when the Interministerial Committee, which was established in late 2018 during the whole parliamentary process on constitutional review, this Interministerial Committee, which has cabinet ministers, it's chaired by Deputy President Mabuza, and it said it would hold a briefing on Sunday, but the only issue it reported on was the expropriation bill. Our panel that reported last July made 31 major recommendations, of which fixing the expropriation legislation was just one. So my sense is that the public as a whole, who've been told that the land issue is going to be addressed, it's going to be addressed comprehensively, urban land reform must be addressed, the issues around farm workers, around outstanding land claims, around support for farmers, there are a whole range of land issues that need to be resolved. We need to fix the land claims court and so on. And I think that the public really deserves a more comprehensive report back from government around the political direction, not just telling us that we're fixing one piece of legislation.
Thank you very much, Professor Ruth Hall of PLAS, attached to the University of the Western Cape.